Tom Brady is speaking out about the comedy roast. You know, a little while ago, there was the big roast, which quite honestly, I thought was going to be boring because it was Tom Brady and he's so by the rules, but turned out to be one of the funniest things ever.
Yes.
And they were just
huge success on Netflix.
So ruthless and just went for it, all about Giselle and Giselle's new lover and then the breakdown of their marriage and breakdown of their family. And Tom Brady today talking out about how he was fine when they were making fun of him, but there's one thing he's not happy about.
I loved when the jokes were about me. I thought they were so fun. I didn't like the way that it affected my kids.
Mm.
So it's the hardest part about, like, the bittersweet aspect of when you do something that you think is one way and then all of a sudden you realize I wouldn't do that again because of the way that it affected actually the people that I care about the most in the world. So, like, it makes you in some ways a better parent going through it because, again, you don't, sometimes you're naive, you don't know, or you get a little like, oh, you know, and like I said, when I signed up for that, I love when people were making fun of me. And I always said, like, when I was going through all the Deflategate stuff in 2015, 2016, I watched three things on TV. I watched Premier League soccer, I watched golf, and I watched comedy shows. Because every time I turn on SportsCenter, I was like, are you kidding me?
Right.
So it was like, I just want to, like, laugh. And so I wanted to do the roast because the guy Jeff Ross became someone that I knew. And then you don't see the full picture all the time. So I think it's a good lesson. Like for me as a parent, I'm going to be a better parent as I go forward because of it. And at the same time, I'm happy everyone who was there had a lot of fun. And I do think for me, just outside of, let's say that, it always is good. Like if we're not laughing about things, we're crying.
You know, wow. Giselle really lost a good one.
Yeah.
I will tell you.
I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Well, I'll
tell you
this.
She lost a great guy.
I don't know.
Tom Brady got paid $25 million
to
do the roast.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I did.
Somebody mentioned these. Like, so Tom Brady, everybody's, why did he do the roast? Well, he got paid $25 million to sit there while everybody was making fun of the wife that cheated on him, basically.
That's a win.
Okay, yeah, I get the kids part. But everything else... He's saying the kids part. Everything else, you basically are saying and Katie said once that they have some deal where they're not supposed to disparage one another.
Yeah.
Everybody else is. So basically you got to disparage her from everybody else on the most public national way you could possibly do it and sit there and make $25 million. I see why he did it.
We disagree a lot, Jason. I agree with you on that one. Even if that's not the case, it worked out for him.
Yes.
And a lot of the jokes were like how hot he was.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
like, you're hot. Oh, your wife cheated on you.
And well,
like,
you know, but the thing is, first of all, nobody said cheated. I mean, they didn't say cheat.
Well, they alluded to it. They said, how dumb are you for signing for jiu-jitsu?
Yes.
And, yeah, I mean, they're all
the only bruise on her butt
was from the jiu-jitsu
was from the jiu-jitsu. And she's had this many classes, and she's still a white belt.
because she's boning some other guy. Yes.
But, so, I mean, it's basically the kids thing, and he can say what he wants. And I believe he sat there and made $25 million for everybody else to disparage his wife that he couldn't do. And it also makes him look like a good sport for his upcoming Fox debut that he's going to be doing.
So because you make $25 million, you think that that's a good guy for sitting there and allowing
that stuff
to be... That's exactly what you're saying.
No, I didn't say he was a good guy.
That's exactly what you're saying.
I did not say a good guy. I said I could see why he did it.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything about a great guy. I just said I can see why I did it for $25 million and to disparage his wife that he couldn't do.
So disparaging your wife
for cheating
in front of your children. But the thing is, Jared, that is like how it's presented. But like they had already separated.
But Tom Brady's camp has said that this was going on while they were married.
Okay. Well,
but regardless.
Either way, I will concede to the fact that, and I already have on this program, that she is with him now.
Right.
The truth is, you don't know the timeline. Nobody knows the timeline. We can all speculate and make the jokes, and it's $25 million, and they're all getting paid to be there the whole
thing, right? It was a guy who went on vacation with the family, and now she's with
him. Sure, right.
I didn't say good guy. I'm just saying I can see why he did it.
But you are willing to sit there and allow other people, and that to you is worth $25 million just to get back to your wife, and then have your children hear it for the rest of your life.
Well, he said the children part.
Because to me, that is not a great move.
Are you saying me I'm saying
no,
with
in
he.
General, him, that
well,
decision.
Well, I mean, $25 million to him is probably not like $25 million
and
to
also,
me.
But have you never watched, not you, Tom Brady, you've never watched a roast before?
Right.
What do
yeah,
you mean?
I
you
know.
Didn't know that they were going to come after? Like, okay, oh, they don't
he
mention
knew.
Your kids' first names, but he knew. They absolutely
My
went
first
after your family.
Because when you said it's going to be boring, Katie, yeah. what's the first thing I said? I said they're going to go after Giselle right away.
Yes. The Giselle part,
or
yes.
Their relationship
but
right
to
away.
But think that your family is not going to suffer sure. is a ridiculous thought.
No, and the thing is this, and not to defend him I'm in this sense, because whatever, but all the stuff's already being said. You know what I mean? Like, because they're celebrities.
Yeah.
All the stuff's out there, so they have to figure a way to protect their kids. But you're making it, mm-hmm. it is hyper now.
You are absolutely
you're participating
it, yes.
in an event that's going to be more likely going to make fun
well,
of your
and,
ex.
And also what I said about that was, yes, all this stuff is out there, but now he is
yes.
willingly
Agreed.
Sitting
yes.
there participating and reacting to the things that are being said. It's one thing to be like, oh, I'm on the tabloids, or oh,
right.
you know, you don't have to respond. He is willingly sitting there and allowing that to happen.
Right, I think he is, and this response is basically, I think, a cover-up. Like, oh, I didn't want it to be like with the kids and stuff. So he makes himself look better.
I wouldn't do it again.
I think he knew. I do.
He won't be doing it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's
Why
no
yeah.
opportunity to ever do it again.
It's
for
all
him.
Been covered. Once
it's
you've been roasted once,
yes.
you can't go back.
So, you know, to say, oh, I wouldn't. You knew exactly what you were getting into.
Yeah, you knew.
You were fine with it.
Because, for example, well, we roast each other on the air every day. But
yes.
if we did a roast, I already know the topics that are going to be I'm most vulnerable at.
Mm-hmm.
I know things that would possibly be brought up. I can't believe you brought that up.
No.
I might be hurt by it, but I'm not going to be surprised.
It is right. like the things that you go for. Don't, yeah, so I don't buy this, oh, I wouldn't do it again. You're never going to have the opportunity to.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
knew it was coming and you willingly did it. And to me, $25 million ain't worth it.
It's not to him, I don't think, because he's going to be making $30 million a year on the
Which
whole Fox
Which is another thing. Like, why?
And right. he already had probably right. hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, for sure.
What mm-hmm. I would do, though, if it was me, if it's a $25 million, because I would do anything just for a million, but $25 million, I'd be like, Landon and Everly and Carol, let's have a meeting. I am all going to give you $3 million each to spend whatever you want on for these untruth jokes that people... I would prepare them
it's
and
just
then
jokes,
do it.
And don't watch it.
I don't think that money...
For $25 million right now, I would do it. Trust me.
You
I think Landon would
in?
Be more than happy.
I don't.
And it was an
I
ex?
Don't agree
Not
with you.
Not with Ben, with an ex.
No.
That you didn't get along with that cheated on you.
My children have to hear it.
Let's
no.
say it was an ex that cheated. Oh, okay. It is their
It's parents. My children.
Their
mom,
but
it's
I would
the,
just be
mom.
Like, they're going to be joking. These are just, I would try to explain the jokes. Mm-mm. Now, Tom Brady is different because $25 million is probably like what would be getting paid like $250 to do that.
I
want to
do it for
but
that.
For $25 million, I'd be like, and these are just jokes. And then to make up for the joke, here's $2 million to do whatever you want to do with.
Yeah, okay.
For the rest of your life.
We see very differently
I would definitely do it, for sure.
Yeah.
Squid, if you had an ex, same scenario.
With
kids.
Children.
With kids. And they're saying,
not rich, though.
But no. Just,
don't be changing the scenario.
No, it's
that is.
I'm saying
yeah.
Squid now, let's just say Squid has an ex and they had kids.
Uh-huh.
Right now, they said, we'll give you $25 million to be roasted for 3 hours. Would you do it?
Yeah, in my financial state right now, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about $2,500?
$2,500? No. $25,000, I'd think about it.
Yeah. I don't think it has. I mean, money rules a lot of things,
know,
but it doesn't make it right.
I think you would find a lot of people, though, both of size, that would definitely mm-hmm. do that for $25 million if they didn't have the money like Tom
it's
Brady.
It's comedians
did.
Roasting. It's not like you're... Like I diverge from Jason when he's like, I'll do anything for money. Like, he'll drop the soap in prison for
yeah, oh gosh.
Millions of dollars. I'm like, I'm not doing
just
that.
A
or make a sex tape that
maybe
is always out
no,
there.
Yeah.
You know?
We just see very differently. This is your family. These are humans that you have
yeah,
created.
Yeah, my family's going to be taken care of
with.
For life with that.
And they're going to hate you
no,
that you allowed
jokes.
That.
If you can have humor on it and
no,
the jokes.
I don't think it's just jokes. There's a lot of things that come after that ruin you and can go with you for the rest of your life.
If you let it.
Okay.
I think Katie's kids already have
will. People don't have a choice. People don't have a choice of what traumatizes them and what they have to deal with and grow up with.
Yeah, that's why
and
I would have the meeting before I prepare. I'm like, are you prepared for this? They can say anything, but it's just a joke. But here's $2 million to do what you want. You want that BMW
okay.
landed?
Okay, we'll just agree to disagree.
Do you hear what Squid said?
No, I don't want to hear it.
No, you probably
yeah,
don't.
Oh. Probably
don't. I said Katie's kids already have wealth, so there's a difference. But.
That's not true. That's not true.
It was a joke.
It's not true.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
You're like really mad about it.
I am mad about it.
It's not personal.
Like,
we're just
human beings.
We're talking
it's
about
a scenario.
The
yeah.
I actually, for the first time ever, feel bad for children. And you guys were like, what? Can't believe it. $25 million.
What
if it was, say whatever.
It's disgusting and topical.
I feel bad for
I'd
them.
I'm curious. And now I know what you're going to be. I would assume what you're going to say. Let's say it's Giselle.
Yeah.
And the roles reverse.
No.
and Tom Brady's off with some yoga instructor that he cheated with.
I wouldn't.
And they brought that up. You're probably like, yeah, it's fair game.
I wouldn't because her kids are involved. Right. They didn't ask for that.
And really, the most damaging thing is what Giselle did. I mean, that's, isn't that worse? And then the new guys around the kids all the time. I don't know. Just a thought.